kindness. We see it all around us. We see it when someone pays for someone else's coffee or holds a door open for another person. We see it in the smallest of gestures, like a smile or a kind word. But it's different when we turn on the news or social media. Oftentimes, what we hear about, what outlets are pushing, is the opposite of kind. Welcome to the Kindness Matters podcast. Our goal is to give you a place to relax, to revel in stories of people who have received or given kindness, a place to inspire and motivate each and every one of us to practice kindness every day. Hello and welcome everybody to the Kindness Matters podcast. I am your host, Mike Rathbun. I've been practicing. I've been doing that thing. I have an awesome guest with me today. Her name is Brianna Alljets. And Brianna, besides being a fantastic real estate instructor as her day job, has her own podcast. I simply love the name of that podcast. I'm going to ask her. Welcome, Brianna, to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. I appreciate Mike. We kind of ran into each other on a Facebook group, right? And
yeah,
so chatted a little and here we are. And yeah, I'm thrilled to be here.
Yeah. Okay. So you got to tell me, where did the name of your you go ahead and tell us the name of your podcast and then tell me where you got it from.
Sure. So the name of my podcast is called What's the Cheese? And it is a pun, a spin, whatever you want to call it, off of my name, Brianna, shortened version.
I'm called Brie
quite often, which became Brie like the cheese and cheesy and all sorts of mozzarella. I've been called all of those things.
Because I've heard people use that phrase. Hey, what's the cheese?
Exactly. So it kind of, that's, and I was like, perfect. I'm running with it.
Yeah. That's so awesome. And your podcast is kind of a slice of life. I really feel like it's just you kind of holding space and pouring your heart out, really, for other people so they don't feel like they're the only ones that might feel a certain way.
Yes, and thank you, because that was my primary reason for starting it and why I've been continuing, because that's what I keep hearing and that's exactly what I wanted. After my husband went through his cancer journey, which we may or may not get into. Anyhow, I kept being told, Brie, you should journal. You should journal just to kind of get it out and express yourself. And I tried and it just didn't work. And I was like, you know what? I've always kind of tossed around a podcast. I never knew what I would really talk about. So I was like, bam. So it's really my personal journal. And I've actually surprised myself, honestly, at how open I've been. And sometimes I say things and then I'm like, ooh, should I really put that out there? But I remind myself, and I just heard this recently, someone out there needs you more than you need them. And Absolutely. Someone is out there in my shoes where I was or have been. And so if I can help one person every week, then that's the goal.
Yeah, absolutely. Your podcasts are so, okay, raw is not the word I'm looking for, but you really lay it all out there and you don't leave anything on the table, I don't think. But in particular, I just listened over the weekend to one of your episodes on Where Does Bullying Come From? Mm-hmm. I think it was the one just before you left on vacation.
Mm-hmm. I believe so. Yep.
And that meshes so nicely with an episode I did over the weekend about this whole division thing that we've got going on in this country right now.
Mm-hmm.
And how it's almost as if we have to, I'm searching for the right word, fear or distrust or not like somebody who's different than us. And you went into that in depth in that episode.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a particular what's the word I'm looking for? Impetus. Ooh, is that a word? Impetus for that show?
It is now. I think I'm pretty sure.
Under your
like
head.
Like a trigger. Like, yes and no. Primarily, as I kind of, well, I didn't kind of mention, as I mentioned, we have a 7.5-year-old son and he talks about bullying. And so sometimes, and like I mentioned, I try to differentiate between, is he actually being bullied or is that, I mean, let's face it, that is part of life too, that we're not always going to get along with everyone. But then it got me thinking deeper into, man, I think it starts with adults, and adults are bullies, unfortunately. And I think we get in this stigma, I guess I'll say, of like, yeah, if one person doesn't have the exact same beliefs that we have, we feel like we can't like them.
Right.
And we've experienced this, you know, with neighbors or people we meet, and they make a very bold statement, and generally, unfortunately, is related around, you know, the hot buttons like politics or abortion or religion.
Right.
And even if it's not my belief, I just move on in the conversation because every other thing I've talked about with that person, I've loved. So why am I going to let one thing make me think, oh, I can't like that person because we don't vote the same or whatever it may be. And I just, like you said, there's so much division right now. I think if we would just open our eyes to the fact that, hey, my spouse, I don't like 100% of everything about him, but I've been with him for 17 years and I love him to death. So you're not going to like everything about someone, but that doesn't mean you can't love them or be friends with them or work alongside them.
Right. And I think one of the things that plays into this whole division thing was, you know, during the pandemic, we all kind of went away. We didn't gather as much. And I don't think we've fully gotten back to, and I don't know if it was like this beforehand, but, you know, where we all go out and meet and mingle and talk, our neighbors, our friends. I don't think we've quite gotten back to that. I think we found it a lot more comfortable to sit here behind our computer screens and just live our lives like that.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't know. But and one of the solutions I said was, you know, we need to get out and engage more with our neighbors, with people that we don't know anything about. Mm-hmm. You know, go to an ethnic restaurant and talk to the owners and listen to their stories. Why did they come here to this country? Why did they decide to open up a restaurant? Because I think once you dig down just even a little bit, you'll realize that these people that somebody's telling you shouldn't like or shouldn't trust or should fear are just like you.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think we get jaded too. And we feel, you know, it's like we live in Colorado in the mountains. It's beautiful. We leave Colorado and we'll drive through Utah, for example, and we're like, oh my gosh, it's so pretty here. And then it's like, wait a minute. We have that right there, but we just become kind of wrapped up. And we, on your note that you said we need to get out and socialize more, I do agree. And I think we all became a little comforted by being at home and being around the people that we trust and we know and we like, and we don't have to put on real pants and whatever.
We don't?
I got a text message last week from a mom of, she has a son in my child's class and they've become friends. And she said, we're having a bonfire. We'd love for you to come over and, you know, bring your son so the boys can play. And my husband and I, honestly, we got in the car to go and we were kind of like, we don't really know anybody. And I'll tell you what, we were the last people there. We met all of these new people. We had a lot of things in common with these people. And it's a reminder of like, yes, we got so comfortable just hanging out at home. And it's like, no, you have to get out and socialize and not just always be stuck in those conversations with that immediate circle of people.
Yeah, because that's where a lot of these, I think, you know, we only listen to the news that we agree with, right? We only listen to the voices that we agree with. And I don't know if that was a product of the pandemic, because I kind of feel like it was happening before then. Maybe, I don't know. But yeah, we need to break out of this whole cycle of just only listening to things that we agree with. Listen to other stories, listen to other people, listen to other, you know, go to a cultural festival for a culture that you're not familiar with. I'll bet you'll have a blast.
Yep. I think sometimes we just, if we don't know it, if it's not comfortable, we avoid it. And that is, and also I think people need to have a little bit more of an open mind. Mm-hmm. Last time my parents were visiting, my mom and I got talking about one of those hot button items and we're very opposed. And I said, Mom, have you ever thought about it like this? And she goes, no, I haven't. And I said, okay, then hear me out. Give me 2 minutes. And I gave my side and yeah. She was like, wow, I had never looked at it that way. And so I think that's another thing too. We just get so like a stick in the mud, like this is what I believe in. I'm not changing. Okay, that's fine. But sometimes it's important too. And I say this, if I meet someone and we have opposing views, I always say to the other person, okay, help me understand your side. And as if I can, I'm open. I want to know the other side because I'm kind of a nerd like that.
You're curious.
Right. I know. Well, my degree is in middle school science of all things. So I'm one of those people that wants to know how and why things work. So how I landed in real estate, that's another story. But I think that it's important to open your mind and listen to someone's perspective. And if anything, I may not still agree, but I can appreciate someone for their views and their beliefs. Because sometimes someone's answer to me will be, well, that's what I was told growing up. Okay, and that's fine too.
Sure.
But maybe you need to consider, you know, what you feel strongly about, not what your mom and your dad or aunt and uncle or whoever you grew up with. And I'm not saying don't listen or trust those people, but I think it's just
be open to a fact that might change your mind on that.
Exactly. Because I've had the same thing happen to me.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I know my mom hated vegetables when I was growing up. She didn't like cooking anyway. So I don't have a real strong background there. But yeah, I mean, I for the most part, there are very few vegetables that most of my life I would eat because mom didn't like them. And now I found out, hey, that's not so bad.
These are pretty good.
Except for cauliflower. That's still a no for me.
Oh, yeah, I'm a cauliflower fan, but I will say
are you really?
Yeah.
I tried, you know, like the cauliflower crust pizza.
Now,
my wife snuck rice cauliflower in one time.
Yeah.
I thought it was real rice.
Well, when my husband was sick, he's on a low carb diet. So, of course, cauliflower can be a lot of things.
That's huge. Yeah.
And there was a couple months ago, he said something along the lines of like, honey, I love you and I appreciate everything you're doing for my diet. But if you feed me something that has cauliflower in it over the next 10 days, I'm going to freak out. Like I need a break from the cauliflower.
Well, that's a very loving way to say it.
Fair enough. Because I had used it as like a pasta, a rice, a pizza. And he was like, enough already. So.
Yeah. Boy. Yeah, it can be overdone. And you know what? Odds are, if she snuck it into another meal, I probably wouldn't know it, and I would have no excuse to turn up my nose every time I saw cauliflower. But yeah, so talk to us a little bit about your husband. What happened? He had cancer?
Correct. So in 2020, as we all know, the world shut down. I like to call it living where like I said, we're in a small mountain community, so we're primarily more, especially that time of year in March, a lot of skiers in and out. So I guess, unfortunately and fortunately, the pandemic hit us in March. And I'll never forget, my parents were vacationing in Florida, and I called them and I said, I'm going to the grocery store, I'm stocking up. You know, I think this is happening. And they were like, you're crazy. Would you calm down? And then, of course, a few weeks later, they called me and they were like, you weren't kidding. Anyway, as we know, world shut down. That was in March. My husband had been having some issues, so we knew something was up. He was told that he had a hemorrhoid, quite a bit prior to that, but we were in the process of building a house. And anyhow, April 16th, 2020, so about a month later rolls around, he went for a colonoscopy and we found out he had stage 4 cancer. It was, it was a rectal tumor, lymph nodes, and liver.
Oh God.
So then of course, word started getting around that Bree's husband was ill and everybody was like, I'm so sorry he has COVID. And I was like, I wish.
Yeah, right.
I said, but it's another C word. And we were, that was on a Thursday. We were in Denver at an amazing hospital the following Tuesday. It all went very, and they even told us, they said, be prepared. This is going to be a whirlwind because he's young. He was 39 at the time. And went through, so with certain types of cancer, sometimes they operate first and then do treatment. Sometimes they do treatment, then operate. With this specific cancer, it was chemo, radiation, then surgery. And he had an ostomy bag. Luckily, that was reversed after 60 days. And within that 60 days, we took a 2.5-week road trip across the northwest of the country and went to Yellowstone and Glacier. It was awesome. It was so cool. He was such a trooper because ostomies and camping are kind of
that's not a normal combination.
Yeah. A different level. But he managed and, he's now, it was 3 years in July that he's been cancer free and, he was an EMT paramedic prior to getting ill and then left that for a reason. And he's fulfilling his dream of being a metal artist. So it's been awesome watching him do that. And it changed our perspectives on a lot of things. It was so bittersweet, you know, both being in our 30s, I'm younger than he is, and getting that perspective that we all know life is short, but when it slaps you in the face at 30 something, it's been interesting. I think we've changed some things and we definitely do things in life that we probably wouldn't have.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Well, I'm so glad that he is cancer free. That is awesome.
Thank you.
It's funny. The C word. You just don't know, do you?
Mm-mm.
And I mean, my mom lived in Denver.
Okay.
St. Anthony's? Is that a hospital there?
I think we were at Anschutz, but I believe so.
Okay. Anyway, she volunteered there.
Okay.
But yeah, it was breast cancer. She was 75.
Mm-hmm.
And they caught it early. So she had a mastectomy. They took a couple of her lymph nodes just to be on the safe side.
Mm-hmm.
Never saw it again. Yeah. She had no chemo. She had no radiation. She had nothing.
Oh, that's awesome. Because that's the part that is, I mean, the surgery sucks, but the chemo and the radiation is really what chemo especially is. He only made it through 2 rounds of chemo. The second one almost killed him. So they had to abort that mission. And go to radiation. And thankfully, the tumor had shrank enough that by that time they were able to operate. But it was, you know, and then all of the other stuff that adds in there, you know, when you've got a sick person. And so that was, of course, a lot of my mission for starting my podcast and really wanting to spread the word, whatever you want to call it, that if anyone is ever, I remember those moments on the floor in my bathroom at 2 a.m. wondering how the hell I was ever going to make it through. And if I just had some, you know, and of course I had friends, but none of my friends had been through that.
No, they had no idea.
And sometimes it's just nice to have someone that has, you know, no one's cancer journey is the same. No one's journey in general is the same, no matter what you're speaking on. So, but I just think it's important, and I always like to put it out there that I'm probably a stranger to most everyone listening to this podcast, but I'm always an open ear and willing to talk, and more so on the caregiver side. And I don't think a lot of people, of course, people recognize the caregiver, but it's a journey for the caregiver as well.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And I think a lot of times people don't really understand the caregiver's perspective. Mm-hmm. I did an episode with a lady who, she calls herself the dementia whisperer, but basically what she does is she trains caregivers, dementia patient caregivers.
Wow.
Which is so cool. Yeah. And just basically, you know, how to deal with it, what to expect, and mm-hmm. how they can have a much fuller life. But that's another episode.
Yeah. No, you have to take care of yourself as the caregiver I'm speaking that because I didn't until years later. And I finally just started about a year ago, really delving into what I needed for myself. So I've done a lot of work too with blood work and acupuncture and all sorts of things. So,
oh, how does that work?
What? Acupuncture?
Blood work?
Well, I started with blood work because I wasn't feeling optimal.
Okay.
So I had depleted myself on various supplements and nutrients. So just working through that.
Sure.
And then I kind of fell into acupuncture from, I don't know if it was someone suggest, I don't know, but I just went this morning. I love it.
Awesome. And you feel great.
I do. Yep.
Awesome. Clearly you do. That's cool. Something else you brought up in switching hats again in your bullying podcast was, well, actually it was a couple of things. Where did it start? And we have to assume it starts with the parents of kids. I remember vividly one time, my son, his mother passed away from lung cancer when he was 7.
Ooh, that's hard.
And, but he was always very open about it. But he would have 2 girls that rode his bus, and they would say just horrible, awful things to him. And one time they said, well, you're probably the reason your mom killed herself. Right?
Oh.
And I was just like, where would they learn something like that? Mm-hmm. It has to be from the parents, right?
Or yeah. So I just feel they have to learn it from someone older than them. They can't come up with those things on their own because, in my opinion, children are very honest, but they're honest about facts.
Right.
You know, that shirt, I don't like that shirt. That person is overweight. Like, it's facts. It's not, your mom killed herself because of you. They have to pick that up somewhere, and it just irks me.
I love what you said about how you were teaching your son just how to be kinder.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome.
It's a work in progress for sure, but.
Well, no, but I mean, you know, he sees you holding doors open for other people.
Right.
Kids are sponges, man. They're going to take every bit of that and they're going to apply it to their own life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's awesome. But then you brought up something else.
Oh boy.
It's been one of my pet peeves forever, the way adults act at kids' youth sporting events.
Mm-hmm.
It's just absolutely. And then they go home and go, Johnny, why did you get suspended from school today for telling a teacher blah, blah, blah? Hello.
Mm-hmm. It's like, well, maybe you should look in the mirror. And it's funny. My son, when it comes to athletics, he's definitely more like me. I exercise daily, but I am a don't throw balls at me. Don't expect, like, not happening. So, my husband was very different. He played hockey through college. He played football. But my son doesn't want anything to do at this time. He's only 7, but nothing to do with like contact sports. He does rock climbing and horseback riding.
Oh, wow. Rock climbing.
And the rock climbing is cool because it is a team sport. I mean, you've got to cheer on other people, and especially when they're in the gym and they're belaying each other on the ropes. And but I will say I'm not sad that he's not doing hockey and those sorts of things, because I can't handle some of the way the parents act at those events. I just think it's not appropriate. You're an adult. Set an example. Don't sit there and stand up in the stands and cuss and scream at the coach. And it's
or the umpire or the referee or whoever it might happen to be. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, I guess if you're in the NFL and your son is playing in the NFL and you want to cuss the coach, I guess we're all adults. Go for it.
Yeah. But at that point. Yeah.
When you're at, you know, middle school and elementary and high school sports, I just think it's not appropriate.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. We all need to be better for our kids.
Mm-hmm.
Rock climbing.
Wow.
And aside from the mountain, there really isn't another person out there working against you. That's so cool.
Mm-hmm. He's really clung on to it and he's doing well. And so, yeah, it's been great watching him do something that he loves. And that was another thing my husband and I decided, because like I said, my husband would love for him to play hockey and ride a dirt bike, but he just doesn't have an interest. And so we made the choice of, we're not going to fight him on it, but we did say, you need to find something that you're passionate about and something that you want to do and enjoy. And that has been it. And I'll tell you, I take him out to the arena with the horses and he can be in a terrible mood and he sees that horse and he just lights up.
Wow. Cool. So now in Colorado, you've got, and I'm going to get this wrong, I just know it is, but I know I am, but 14ers, is that what they call them?
Yep. Yeah.
Is that, and it's how many peaks are there in Colorado? It's like 7.
Oh boy. If people are listening from Colorado, don't judge me. There's a lot.
I'm sorry I put you on the spot.
No, you're fine. Because there's like the presidential ones in Buena Vista, which, sorry, some people say Buena Vista. There's a lot. And honestly, I've done one.
So, I mean, that's something for him to aspire to.
Yes.
As a rock climber, doing the 14 or being 14ers.
And he jokes though that, you know, cause we watch those free climbers on TV sometimes and he's
my gosh,
I will never do that. And I'm like, good.
I
appreciate that. I've got enough anxiety in my life. I don't need more.
Yeah. No kidding. Right. Mm-hmm. Which is worse, watching your kid play football or watching him do a 14er? I don't know. 6 of 1, half dozen of the other,
if
right?
If he's got ropes, I'd pick the 14er, but.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Oh, wow. Well, Brianna, it was so awesome to have you on today. I really, really appreciate your time and your experience and your expertise and your whole attitude. All of your links for your podcast, and it's Apple and Spotify now?
Correct. Yep.
That you've got? Okay. I'll have those links in the show notes and I just wish you all luck in the world on that and with that son of yours.
Yes. Thank you so much, Mike. Again, I appreciate it. And thanks everyone for listening. And same, Mike, keep doing what you're doing, finding all the people out there and spreading kindness. It's much needed for sure.
Doing what I can. And make sure you've listened to What's the Cheese podcast. Everybody, not you, Brianna. You already listened to it.
Well, you know, sometimes I don't know if I told you this. I record it. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Am I good?
Yeah.
I actually record it. I post it and then I don't listen to it until it's live.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm afraid I would sit and critique myself too much. And then I would just, my theory behind it has been done is better than perfect. My goal is just to get the word out there. And so that's what I'm doing.
And here's probably the difference, because when I do mine with a guest, I have to edit it.
Right.
And I have to go
just interview someone, which will hopefully be this week's coming out. And I am going to have to make some edits. So yeah. I interviewed a woman, she was a litigator in the medical world for 30 years.
Oh my gosh.
And learned how food could change her life when she got sick. And then her children got sick and she changed their life with food. So I interviewed her. She's the food stoic is what her business is. So it's, So.
Fun. Well, you have a fantastic rest of your week.
Yes, you too.
And we will talk again soon.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Mike.
It was so much fun having Brianna Alljets on the show. Check it out for sure. The What's the Cheese podcast. Again, the link will be in the show notes. But she's such a breath of fresh air, and she doesn't pull any punches. And I think we probably could use a little bit more of that in the world. Let's all work on raising kids to be kinder, shall we? I think that's a noble goal. And that will do it for this week's episode of the Kindness Matters podcast. I thank you so much for listening. I appreciate the fact that you take 30 minutes out of your day to sit down and listen to this podcast, and I appreciate it. That's your kindness to me every single week. Thank you. We will be back again next week with a new episode. But of course, until then, be that person who roots for others, who tells a stranger that they look amazing, and encourages others to believe in themselves and their dreams. You've been listening to the Kindness Matters podcast, and I'm your host, Mike Rathbun. Have a fantastic week.